And what's your deal, old man?
No deal, young man. Just curious to see what's going on is all, I said.
Okay, then. You sure you're not trying to be some kind of hero here, eh?
I assure you, I'm no hero. The group surrounded the Indian man, with two of them leaning on the front of the table, staring at him intently, and two behind him with their arms crossed, and one other young man beside him. Most patrons started to leave, not wanting to be part of any trouble. The athletic boys with their Barbie doll girlfriends came closer, eager for the show. The Indian man kept a cold stare, looking forward, and not looking at any of the derelicts. Their leader put his hand on the man's shoulder and leaned down, yelling,
"You don't belong here! You should know that, and we're going to teach you a lesson!"
To which I said, "We are going to teach you a lesson? Guys, come on! This is by no means fair!" The punk leaning on the Indian man's shoulder stood up, giving me the coldest of stares. He made his way over to me with a macho strut, smiling and chewing on his toothpick, overly sure of himself. As he made his way in front of me, my stare now mimicked the Indian's. Cold, empty, and almost as lifeless as a figure in a wax museum.
"Look, jerk, I guess you want to play,"
he yelled. Shaking my head, I replied, "I've put my toys away a long time ago, friend." Finding this to be his cue, the testosterone-driven punk threw his first punch at me. I reacted with a sweeping block with my right arm and grabbed his wrist with my right hand. The palm of my left hand punched into the elbow of his arm while I held him in the grip of my right hand. I applied enough pressure on his elbow as not to break it, but to eliminate his ability to break free. Then I levered his arm downwards to the floor, forcing the rest of him to move down there as well.
"Are we done here?"
I asked in a stern voice.
"Screw you, old man!"
I applied more pressure, still not enough to break his arm. His voice now became shrill and cracked when he spoke.
"Dude, back off!"
I applied slightly more pressure, and his shrill voice cried out in terrible pain. This punk was done. He had zero fighting ability and quickly learned that I did. I was sure he wouldn't be any more trouble because it would take days for him to get over the pain in his elbow. "Why, young man, I respond quite well to someone with good manners. Now make your way to the bar and have a seat, and ask that pretty waitress for some ice." The rest of the punks, with hesitant looks on their faces, began to walk towards me. "Guys, it's only fair to warn you. I've studied many different martial arts for over 30 years. Take heed to my warning, guys." They surrounded me, and the punk to my left piped up.
"No, you old prick! Everyone gets lucky, and that was your moment!"
As they advanced from the front, I responded with the force of a football lineman, delivering devastating palm strikes to each of their chests, lending out a thunderous
"Kia!"
the yell a martial artist does to release his inner strength, a method now scientifically proven to amplify speed and strength. The punks were knocked back, and they reached horizontal positions several feet above the floor, as they seemed to defy gravity for a split second. Finally, their bodies crashed as they hit the floor. The two punks behind me, for some reason, still had courage and advanced again, to which I responded with a spinning back sweep that took all four of their legs out from under them. They seemed like young children ice skating for the first time, falling hard on their backsides. Turning around slowly, I began to say, "Gentlemen, you've all had enough. Leave this place peacefully." The punk I initially submitted at the bar, obviously their leader, ran over to the punks behind me.
"Guys, get up and get over here!"
he yelled. As they all staggered to their feet, their leader announced,
"Guys, we rush them all at the same time, and all from the front!"
he grinned.
"No way you can stop this, old man!"
My heart raced to a level where I felt it could beat out of my chest. I felt my blood coursing through my veins like never before. As they rushed me, all I could think of was to take out the two directly in front of me. And as a former football player, I instinctively used my lineman's palm strike, letting out my most thunderous
"Kia!"
My strike never landed on the aggressors. I managed to release a blast of chi energy, knocking them all back over 5 feet with my focused, explosive energy blast. The stunned troublemakers finally decided that they needed to get out of the bar and get out fast. I don't know how long I stood there in amazement. My chin had dropped to my chest, absolutely dumbfounded. I felt a hand lay on my right shoulder and a soft, calming voice asked me,
Was this your first time, friend?